Let's read together Revelation chapter 6. In this chapter, we have the first six seals of the scroll of God's judgment opened by the Lamb of God. Let's begin by reading verse 1. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a loud voice like thunder, "Come and see." Let's begin our study of Revelation chapter 6 with some background notes. We saw in Revelation chapter 5 that the seven-sealed scroll was symbolic of God's judgment to come upon this earth in the future. We saw that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was the only one in all of the universe worthy to open this book of judgment. We believe these future judgments will take place during the tribulation period that's to come upon this earth after the rapture of the church. Remember, we mentioned that after the messages to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, and after John the writer was caught up into heaven through the open door at the beginning of chapter 4, which we believe implied the rapture, throughout the rest of the book of Revelation, the church is not seen on this earth while these judgments are taking place. So we believe that the church is raptured home to heaven before these judgments of the tribulation take place on this earth. In our Lord's Olivet Discourse, which is about the end times and is covered in Matthew 24 and 25, there are a lot of parallels between what our Lord predicted in the Olivet Discourse and what we have here in the sealed judgments of Revelation chapter 6. We believe that they are the same events. And the Lord said in verse 21 of Matthew 24 that this was all part of the great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And then in verse 29 of Matthew 24, the return of the Lord to this earth is said to immediately follow this tribulation period. So we believe that these sealed judgments of Revelation chapter 6 have not yet taken place in history. They were not fulfilled during the Roman persecutions of the church during the first and second centuries. They are yet future during the tribulation period on this earth, which will follow the rapture of the church from this earth. So that brings us now to our doctrinal point for Revelation chapter 6. The seven seals represent judgments of the tribulation period. The seven seals represent judgments of the tribulation period. And now we have six subpoints covering the six seals of judgment in this chapter. Number one, the first seal involves Cold War. Verse 2, and I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. The first seal involves Cold War. We say Cold War because there is no actual bloodshed that takes place under this seal. The bow, capable of shooting arrows from a distance, may represent the threat of missile warfare. Now, who is the rider on the white horse? It's easy to jump to the conclusion that this is the Lord himself, because in Revelation chapter 19, when the Lord returns to this earth, he is seen coming out of heaven riding on a white horse. However, we know from the rest of Revelation and other prophetic passages of Scripture that during the tribulation period, there will be a notorious world leader who emerges on the world stage at first as a man of peace. He's even able to pull off an international peace treaty or covenant. We believe this first horseman of the apocalypse is that notorious leader. Number two, the second seal involves open warfare. Verses 3 and 4. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. The second seal involves open warfare. Under this second seal, the false peace is suddenly taken from the earth. Concerning this time, we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. As a result of this warfare, much death takes place, represented by the great sword in the hand of this second horseman of the apocalypse. Number 3, the third seal involves famine. Verses 5 and 6. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." The third seal involves famine. Famine inevitably follows war and involves more death, as represented by the black horse. The pair of scales and the prohibitive prices for wheat and barley emphasize the severity of the famine. A denarius was a whole day's wages in John's time. The command to not harm the oil and the wine may mean that the wheat and barley would be so expensive that only the rich could afford the hoarded oil and wine. Number 4, the fourth seal involves much death. Verses 7 and 8. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. The fourth seal involves much death. Under this seal, there is much death as a result of more war and famine, along with plagues, and even wild animals on the loose. A fourth of the earth's population is killed under this seal of judgment. Think of the thousands of people who are killed by natural disasters such as earthquakes and tsunamis. These figures are nothing compared to the death of well over 1 billion people under this fourth seal of judgment. We see that the name of the fourth horseman of the apocalypse is Death, and Hades follows death. Death has to do with the body. Hades has to do with the soul and spirit. Number 5, the fifth seal involves martyred saints. Verses 9 through 11. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. The fifth seal involves martyred saints. Under this fifth seal, the scene changes, and John sees under an altar in heaven the souls of believers who have been martyred. Now, who are these martyrs? These are the saints of the tribulation period, who are killed for their faithful testimony. But you say, "I thought all Christians left at the rapture." They do, but there will be people saved during the tribulation period. There will be the 144,000 saved Jewish evangelists that we will read about in the next chapter, Revelation chapter 7. They will go out around the world and preach the gospel of Christ's coming kingdom. And many Jews and Gentiles who have never rejected will believe at that time, as we'll see in chapter 7. Many of these faithful believers will be martyred. So these martyred saints of the tribulation period are the ones that are in view here with the opening of the fifth seal. Their white robes represent their imputed righteousness as believers, and they are told that their deaths will be avenged as soon as the rest of the martyrs are killed. We know that this promise of judgment will take place at the end of the tribulation period when the Lord returns. Number 6, The sixth seal involves cosmic and geologic disturbances. Verses 12 through 14. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. The sixth seal involves cosmic and geologic disturbances. Remember that in his Olivet Discourse, the Lord not only predicted earthquakes in the future, but cosmological disturbances as well at the end of the tribulation period. We also have these cosmological disturbances predicted in the Old Testament prophecies. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 4. All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falls from the vine, and as fruit falling from a fig tree. Isaiah 34, verse 4. Now, all that is involved in these cosmological disturbances is hard to determine, such as the sky splitting apart like a scroll. There will be great meteoritic and maybe asteroid collisions with the earth. As to the geological disturbances, we read in verse 14 that every mountain and island was moved out of its place. That's a lot of geologic activity. The Richter scale will have never seen anything like this before. As a result, great fear will come upon the earth's population, because they will realize that this is God's judgment. The seven seals represent judgments of the tribulation period. Now, what about practical application from Revelation chapter 6? Believe God's word now or face God's wrath later. Believe God's word now or face God's wrath later. Verses 15 through 17. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Notice in verse 15 that all classes of people are included. Political power, military might, or wealth will not protect anyone from the wrath of God. And notice from verses 16 and 17 that they know that these great natural disturbances are the judgment of God. Yet they don't repent, but try to escape by hiding themselves. You cannot hide from God, and you cannot escape his wrath when it's too late. But it's not too late now. John 3:36 says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 3:36. Believe God's word now or face God's wrath later.